Leadership and Decision Making by Paul Showmaker. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Leadership and Decision Making by Paul Showmaker is a comprehensive guide to the art of decision making. It provides readers with an understanding of how decisions are made, why they are important, and how to make better ones. The book begins by discussing the importance of leadership in decision making. It explains that leaders must be able to identify problems, analyze them, and come up with solutions that will benefit their organization or team. Leaders must also have the ability to motivate others and create a culture where everyone feels empowered to contribute ideas. The book then goes on to discuss different types of decision-making processes such as rational models, intuition-based approaches, group dynamics models, and adaptive strategies. Each type has its own advantages and disadvantages which need to be considered in deciding which approach is best for any given situation. Additionally, it covers topics like risk management techniques for dealing with uncertainty in decisions, ways of gathering information from stakeholders, methods for evaluating potential outcomes, tools for managing complexity, techniques for improving communication between teams, and more. Finally, Leadership and Decision Making offers practical advice on how leaders can develop their skills in order to become better decision makers. This includes tips on developing self-awareness about one's strengths and weaknesses, as well as learning from mistakes through reflection exercises. In addition, it provides guidance on building trust within teams so that members feel comfortable sharing their opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. Overall, this book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their leadership skills or gain insight into effective decision-making processes. With its clear explanations backed up by real-world examples, it serves as an excellent guidebook for those seeking success in both business settings as well as personal life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the context. It is important for leaders to understand the context in which they are making decisions, including the environment, the stakeholders, and the resources available. This will help them to make better decisions that are more likely to be successful. Main idea number 2. Develop a decision-making process. Leaders should develop a decision-making process that is tailored to their specific situation and that will help them to make decisions in a systematic and effective way. Main idea number 3. Consider multiple perspectives. Leaders should consider multiple perspectives when making decisions, including their own, the perspectives of their team, and the perspectives of external stakeholders. Main idea number 4. Use data and analysis. Leaders should use data and analysis to inform their decisions, as this will help them to make more informed and accurate decisions. Main idea number 5. Make decisions quickly. Leaders should make decisions quickly, as this will help them to take advantage of opportunities and avoid potential risks. Main idea number 6. Take risks. Leaders should be willing to take risks when making decisions, as this will help them to innovate and stay ahead of the competition. Main idea number 7. Learn from mistakes. Leaders should learn from their mistakes and use them to inform their future decisions. Main idea number 8. Communicate decisions. Leaders should communicate their decisions to their team and stakeholders in a clear and concise way. Main idea number 9. Monitor progress. Leaders should monitor the progress of their decisions and make adjustments as needed. Main idea number 10. Foster collaboration. Leaders should foster collaboration among their team and stakeholders to ensure that everyone is working together towards a common goal. Main idea number 11. Develop a vision. Leaders should develop a vision for their organization and use it to guide their decisions. Main idea number 12. Embrace change. Leaders should embrace change and be willing to adapt their decisions as needed. Main idea number 13. Develop a culture of learning. Leaders should develop a culture of learning within their organization, as this will help them to stay ahead of the competition. Main idea number 14. Encourage creativity. Leaders should encourage creativity and innovation within their team, as this will help them to come up with new and better solutions. Main idea number 15. Develop a strategic plan. Leaders should develop a strategic plan that outlines their goals and objectives and how they will achieve them. Main idea number 16. Develop a risk management plan. Leaders should develop a risk management plan that outlines the potential risks associated with their decisions and how they will mitigate them. Main idea number 17. Develop a contingency plan. Leaders should develop a contingency plan that outlines what they will do if their decisions do not go as planned. Main idea number 18. Develop a feedback system. Leaders should develop a feedback system that allows them to receive feedback from their team and stakeholders. Main idea number 19. Develop a decision-making framework. Leaders should develop a decision-making framework that outlines the steps they will take when making decisions. Main idea number 20. Develop a decision-making team. Leaders should develop a decision-making team that includes members from different departments and stakeholders to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the context of a decision is essential for leaders. It involves understanding the environment in which decisions are being made, as well as the stakeholders and resources available to them. By taking into account all these factors, leaders can make more informed decisions that are better suited to their particular situation. For example, if a leader is making a decision about how to allocate resources within an organization, they need to consider not only what resources are available but also who will be affected by their decision and how it might impact other departments or teams. Understanding this context allows them to make decisions that take into account everyone's needs and interests. In addition, understanding the context helps leaders anticipate potential problems before they arise. For instance, if a leader knows that there may be limited funds available for certain projects or initiatives, they can plan accordingly so that any necessary changes can be implemented quickly and efficiently. Ultimately, having an awareness of the context in which decisions are being made enables leaders to make better choices with greater confidence. This knowledge gives them insight into what works best for their organization and its goals while helping them avoid costly mistakes. Main idea number 2. The first step in developing a decision-making process is to identify the problem or issue that needs to be addressed. This involves gathering information, analyzing data, and considering different perspectives. Once the problem has been identified, it is important to consider all possible solutions and evaluate their potential outcomes. Leaders should also take into account any external factors that may influence the decision, such as economic conditions, political climate, or social trends. Once all of these considerations have been taken into account, leaders can then develop criteria for evaluating each solution. These criteria should include both quantitative measures such as cost/benefit analysis and qualitative measures such as ethical considerations or organizational values. After this evaluation process has been completed, leaders can then select the best option based on their assessment. Finally, once a decision has been made, it is important for leaders to communicate their choice clearly and effectively so that everyone involved understands why they chose one particular course of action over another. Additionally, it is essential for them to monitor progress towards achieving desired results in order to ensure that decisions are being implemented correctly. Main idea number 3. Leaders should strive to consider multiple perspectives when making decisions. This means looking beyond their own perspective and taking into account the views of their team, as well as external stakeholders. By doing so, leaders can gain a more comprehensive understanding of the situation at hand and make better informed decisions that are beneficial for all involved. When considering multiple perspectives, it is important for leaders to be open-minded and willing to listen to different points of view. They should also take time to reflect on each perspective before coming to a conclusion. Doing this will help them identify potential blind spots or areas where they may need additional information in order to make an informed decision. In addition, leaders should seek out feedback from those affected by their decisions in order to ensure that everyone's voice is heard and taken into consideration. This will help create a sense of trust between the leader and those impacted by the decision, which can lead to greater buy-in from all parties involved. Ultimately, considering multiple perspectives when making decisions is essential for effective leadership. It allows leaders to gain insight into various viewpoints while ensuring that everyone's opinion is taken into account before any final conclusions are made. Main idea number 4. Data and analysis are essential tools for leaders to make informed decisions. By gathering data from a variety of sources, leaders can gain insight into the current state of their organization and identify potential areas for improvement. Through careful analysis, they can then determine which strategies will be most effective in achieving their desired outcomes. Data-driven decision-making allows leaders to make more accurate predictions about future trends and develop plans that are tailored to meet specific goals. Leaders should also use data and analysis to evaluate the success of past initiatives. This helps them understand what worked well, what didn't work as expected, and how they can adjust their approach going forward. Additionally, by analyzing data over time, leaders can spot patterns or changes in behavior that may indicate opportunities or risks ahead. Finally, using data and analysis enables leaders to communicate more effectively with stakeholders about the progress being made towards organizational objectives. By presenting clear evidence of successes or failures along with recommendations for improvement based on sound reasoning backed up by facts rather than opinion alone, leaders demonstrate an understanding of the situation at hand as well as a commitment to making decisions based on reliable information. Main idea number 5. Leaders should strive to make decisions quickly in order to take advantage of opportunities and avoid potential risks. When a leader is able to make quick decisions, they are better equipped to respond swiftly and effectively when faced with unexpected events or challenges. This can help them stay ahead of the competition, as well as ensure that their organization remains agile and competitive in an ever-changing business environment. Making decisions quickly also allows leaders to capitalize on new trends or developments before their competitors do. By being proactive rather than reactive, leaders can gain a strategic edge over their rivals by taking advantage of emerging markets or technologies before anyone else does. Additionally, making quick decisions helps leaders remain focused on the task at hand instead of getting bogged down in endless debates about what course of action should be taken. Finally, making decisions quickly enables leaders to maintain control over their organization's direction and destiny. By responding promptly and decisively when presented with difficult choices, leaders demonstrate confidence in themselves and inspire trust from those around them who rely on them for guidance. Main idea number 6. Leaders should be willing to take risks when making decisions. Taking risks can help leaders innovate and stay ahead of the competition, as it allows them to explore new ideas and solutions that may not have been considered before. Risk-taking also encourages creativity, which is essential for staying competitive in today's ever-changing business environment. Leaders who are willing to take calculated risks can often find success where others fail. When taking risks, however, it is important for leaders to ensure they are well informed about the potential outcomes of their decisions. They should consider all available options and weigh up the pros and cons carefully before committing themselves or their organization to a particular course of action. It is also important for leaders to understand that risk-taking does not always lead to success. Sometimes mistakes will be made along the way. Ultimately, risk-taking requires courage from leaders but can pay off if done correctly. By being open-minded and embracing change, leaders can create opportunities for growth within their organizations while staying one step ahead of competitors. Main idea number 7. Learning from mistakes is an essential part of leadership. Leaders should take the time to reflect on their decisions and consider what went wrong, as well as what could have been done differently. This reflection can help leaders identify patterns in their decision-making process that may need to be adjusted or improved upon. Additionally, it can provide valuable insight into how different situations might be handled more effectively in the future. Leaders should also strive to create a culture where mistakes are seen not only as learning opportunities but also as acceptable outcomes. By creating an environment where people feel comfortable taking risks and trying new things without fear of failure, leaders can foster innovation and creativity within their teams. Furthermore, by openly discussing mistakes with team members and encouraging them to learn from them, leaders can ensure that everyone is continuously growing and developing. Ultimately, learning from mistakes is key for any leader who wants to make informed decisions going forward. Taking the time to reflect on past experiences will allow leaders to gain greater understanding of themselves and others while improving their decision-making skills over time. Main idea number 8. Leaders should take the time to explain their decisions to their team and stakeholders. This helps ensure that everyone is on the same page and understands why a particular decision was made. Leaders should be clear about what they expect from each person involved in the decision-making process, as well as how they plan to measure success or failure of the decision. In addition, leaders should provide an opportunity for feedback from those affected by the decision. This allows them to gain insight into potential issues or concerns that may not have been considered during the initial stages of making a decision. It also gives people a chance to voice any objections or suggestions before implementation begins. Finally, it's important for leaders to communicate their decisions in a timely manner so that everyone can move forward with confidence and clarity. By taking these steps, leaders can help ensure that all parties are informed and prepared for whatever comes next. Main idea number 9. Monitoring progress is an important part of leadership and decision making. Leaders should regularly assess the effectiveness of their decisions and make adjustments as needed to ensure that they are achieving the desired results. This can be done by setting measurable goals, tracking progress towards those goals, and evaluating whether or not changes need to be made in order to reach them. Additionally, leaders should solicit feedback from stakeholders on how well their decisions have been implemented and what improvements could be made. Leaders must also remain aware of any external factors that may affect the success of their decisions. These could include changes in technology or customer preferences, shifts in economic conditions, or new regulations imposed by governing bodies. By staying informed about these developments and adjusting strategies accordingly, leaders can ensure that their decisions remain relevant and effective. Finally, it is important for leaders to recognize when a decision has failed despite all efforts at monitoring progress. In such cases, it is essential for them to take responsibility for the failure rather than blaming others or shifting blame onto external factors beyond their control. Main idea number 10. Fostering collaboration among team members and stakeholders is an essential part of effective leadership. Leaders should create a culture of cooperation, where everyone feels comfortable sharing ideas and working together to achieve the desired outcome. This can be done by encouraging open communication between all parties involved, providing clear direction on tasks and objectives, and creating opportunities for team members to work together in problem-solving activities. Additionally, leaders should ensure that everyone has access to the resources they need to succeed in their roles. Leaders must also recognize that collaboration requires trust between all parties involved. They should strive to build relationships with their team members and stakeholders based on mutual respect and understanding. By doing so, they will foster an environment where people feel safe expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism from others. Finally, leaders should provide feedback regularly throughout the process of collaboration. This helps ensure that everyone is on track towards achieving the goal while also allowing them to make adjustments as needed along the way. Through fostering collaboration among their teams and stakeholders, leaders can help create a successful outcome for any project or initiative. Main idea number 11. Developing a vision is an essential part of effective leadership. A leader's vision should be clear and concise, yet also inspiring and motivating. It should provide direction for the organization and serve as a guide for decision-making. The vision should be communicated to all members of the organization so that everyone understands what they are working towards. The leader must ensure that their vision is realistic and achievable, while still pushing the boundaries of what can be accomplished. They must also consider how their decisions will affect both short-term goals and long-term objectives. By taking into account both immediate needs as well as future plans, leaders can make sure that their decisions are in line with their overall organizational goals. Leaders must also take into consideration external factors such as economic conditions or changes in technology when developing a vision for their organization. This helps them anticipate potential challenges or opportunities before they arise, allowing them to adjust accordingly if needed. Finally, it is important for leaders to regularly review and revise their visions based on feedback from stakeholders within the organization or changes in external conditions. Doing so ensures that the organization remains focused on its core mission while adapting to changing circumstances. Main idea number 12. Leaders should embrace change and be willing to adapt their decisions as needed. Change is an inevitable part of life, and leaders must be prepared to adjust their strategies in order to remain competitive. Leaders who are open-minded and flexible will have the best chance of success when faced with unexpected changes or challenges. They should also strive to create a culture that encourages innovation and creativity, so that employees can come up with new ideas for adapting quickly. In addition, leaders need to stay informed about current trends in their industry or field so they can anticipate potential changes before they occur. This allows them to plan ahead and make adjustments accordingly. Finally, it's important for leaders to communicate clearly with their team members about any changes that may affect them directly or indirectly. By doing this, everyone involved will understand why certain decisions were made and how they fit into the overall strategy. Main idea number 13. Developing a culture of learning within an organization is essential for leaders to stay ahead of the competition. A culture of learning encourages employees to be curious and explore new ideas, which can lead to innovation and improved performance. Leaders should create an environment that fosters creativity and encourages employees to take risks in order to learn from their mistakes. This type of environment will also help build trust between leaders and their teams, as well as promote collaboration. Leaders should also provide opportunities for employees to develop their skills through training programs or other initiatives such as mentorship programs. By providing these resources, leaders are showing that they value employee development and are willing to invest in it. Additionally, by encouraging employees to share knowledge with each other, organizations can benefit from collective intelligence. Finally, leaders should recognize the importance of feedback when developing a culture of learning. Feedback helps individuals understand how they are performing relative to expectations and provides them with valuable insights into areas where improvement is needed. It also allows team members to learn from one another's successes or failures so that everyone can benefit from shared experiences. Main idea number 14. Leaders should strive to create an environment that encourages creativity and innovation. This means providing team members with the resources, support, and freedom they need to explore new ideas and solutions. Leaders should also be open to hearing different perspectives from their team members, as this can help them come up with more creative solutions. In addition, leaders should provide feedback on ideas in a constructive manner. They should recognize when someone has had a good idea or made progress towards solving a problem. This will encourage team members to continue exploring creative solutions and take risks without fear of failure. Finally, leaders should reward creativity by recognizing those who have contributed innovative ideas or approaches. This could include public recognition at meetings or awards for outstanding contributions. By doing so, leaders will show their appreciation for the efforts of their team while motivating others to think outside the box. Main idea number 15. Developing a strategic plan is an essential part of effective leadership. A strategic plan should provide clear direction and focus for the organization, while also providing flexibility to adapt to changing circumstances. The plan should include both short-term and long-term goals, as well as strategies for achieving them. It should also identify potential risks and opportunities that may arise in the future. The first step in developing a strategic plan is to define the mission and vision of the organization. This will help guide decision-making by providing clarity on what success looks like for the organization. Once this has been established, leaders can then develop objectives that are aligned with their mission and vision. These objectives should be measurable so progress can be tracked over time. Leaders must also consider how they will achieve their objectives when creating a strategic plan. They need to determine which resources are available, such as personnel or financial capital, and how these resources can best be used to reach their goals. Additionally, leaders must consider any external factors that could affect their plan, such as changes in technology or economic conditions. Finally, it is important for leaders to review their plans regularly in order to ensure they remain relevant and up to date with current trends or developments within the industry or marketplace. By doing so, organizations can stay ahead of competitors while still meeting customer needs. Main idea number 16. A risk management plan is an essential tool for leaders to ensure that their decisions are well informed and have the best chance of success. The plan should identify potential risks associated with a decision, such as financial losses, reputational damage, or legal liabilities. It should also outline strategies for mitigating those risks, such as conducting additional research or consulting experts in the field. The risk management plan should be tailored to each individual situation and take into account any unique factors that may affect the outcome of a decision. For example, if a leader is considering entering into a new business venture, they will need to consider different types of risks than if they were making an internal personnel change. Additionally, it's important to consider both short-term and long-term consequences when developing the plan. Once developed, the risk management plan can serve as an invaluable resource for leaders when making difficult decisions. By taking time up front to assess potential risks and develop strategies for mitigating them, leaders can make more informed choices that have greater chances of success. Main idea number 17. A contingency plan is an important tool for leaders to have in their arsenal. It outlines the steps that will be taken if a decision does not go as planned, and can help ensure that any potential risks are minimized. The plan should include specific actions to take in response to different scenarios, such as how to respond if the decision fails or what resources may need to be allocated if it succeeds. Additionally, it should also consider how best to communicate with stakeholders about the situation and provide guidance on how they can help support the organization during this time. The development of a contingency plan requires careful consideration of all possible outcomes and potential risks associated with each one. Leaders must think through every step of their decision-making process and anticipate any issues that could arise from it. This includes considering external factors such as economic conditions or changes in customer preferences, which could affect the success of their decisions. Once developed, leaders should review their contingency plans regularly so they remain up to date with current trends and circumstances. Doing so will enable them to quickly adjust their strategies when needed while still ensuring that any risks are managed effectively. Main idea number 18. A feedback system is an important tool for leaders to use in order to ensure that their decisions are effective and well received. It allows them to receive honest, constructive criticism from their team and stakeholders, which can help them make better decisions in the future. The feedback system should be designed so that it encourages open communication between the leader and those they lead. This could include regular meetings with team members or surveys sent out periodically. The feedback system should also provide a safe space for people to express their opinions without fear of retribution or judgment. Leaders should strive to create an environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking up about any issues they may have with the decision-making process or other aspects of leadership. Additionally, leaders should take all feedback seriously and consider how it might affect their decision-making going forward. Finally, leaders must remember that a successful feedback system requires ongoing effort on both sides, from both the leader and those providing input. Leaders need to actively seek out input from others while also being willing to listen carefully when receiving it. By creating a culture of openness and respect within their organization, leaders can ensure that they are able to effectively utilize all available information when making decisions. Main idea number 19. A decision-making framework is an important tool for leaders to use when making decisions. It provides a structure and process that can help ensure the best possible outcome from any given situation. The framework should include steps such as identifying the problem, gathering information, analyzing options, evaluating alternatives, selecting a course of action, implementing the decision, and monitoring results. The first step in developing a decision-making framework is to identify the problem or issue at hand. This involves understanding what needs to be addressed and why it needs to be addressed. Once this has been established, leaders can then begin gathering relevant information about the situation so they have all of the facts necessary for making an informed decision. Once enough information has been gathered on the issue at hand, leaders should analyze their options by considering different solutions and weighing their pros and cons. After doing this analysis, they can evaluate each alternative based on its potential impact on stakeholders involved in order to determine which option will provide them with the most benefit. After evaluating all available alternatives, leaders must select one course of action that they believe will yield positive results. They should also consider how long it will take for implementation, as well as any risks associated with taking certain actions before committing to anything. Finally, once a course of action has been selected, it's important for leaders to monitor progress throughout implementation in order to ensure that everything goes according to plan. If something isn't working out as expected, then adjustments may need to be made along the way in order to achieve desired outcomes. Main idea number 20. Creating a decision-making team is an important step in the leadership process. It allows leaders to ensure that all perspectives are taken into account when making decisions, and it also helps to create a sense of ownership among those involved. The team should include members from different departments and stakeholders who can provide valuable insights on the issue at hand. When forming this team, it is important for leaders to consider each individual's strengths and weaknesses so that they can be assigned tasks accordingly. Additionally, clear roles should be established so that everyone knows their responsibilities within the group. Leaders should also make sure that there is open communication between all members of the team so that ideas can be shared freely. Finally, it is essential for leaders to set realistic goals for the decision-making team and provide them with adequate resources to achieve these goals. This will help ensure that decisions are made efficiently and effectively while still taking into consideration all relevant perspectives. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.